Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, verses 23 and 24. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 and 24. The scripture goes on and tells us, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, he will surely do it." This is such a fun passage. I want to read these two verses to you again. These are just fun to read. They're such an encouragement to us, and I pray you're encouraged by this challenge today. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. You see, yesterday we saw that we're to live a life that is led by the Spirit, not to grieve or quench the Spirit. Well, when we yield to the Spirit's control, the Holy Spirit living within us, when we yield to the Spirit's control, he does his work of sanctifying us. This, by the way, is the work that he planned to do in us. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 29. It says, "For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." God predestined to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ. He planned ahead of time to make us like Jesus, and he gave us his Spirit to empower us to do that. Now, at the same time, we have to let him do this work in us. We have to yield to the Spirit within us. That's why, as I talked about yesterday, we have to daily put our bodies on the altar, our flesh on the altar, which is our spiritual act of worship. And we are to let the Spirit of God lead us and guide us as we know what his will is. And as we yield to him and find what his will is and then obey and do, he does a sanctifying work within us. And the good news is, it's God who's the one who's going to sanctify us completely. Unfortunately, for a lot of years as a young Christian, I was taught that I had to live for Jesus. And I was trying to do my best, and I was trying to do the right thing and say no to sin and all these things. Well, folks, I kept failing, and I started to feel like I was a failure. I even questioned whether or not I was even saved. But it was because no one had ever taught me to yield to the Spirit of God within me and to listen and to let him and believe that he will. See, that's what Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, Paul says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Did you catch that? Paul said, "I'm sure of this, that he who started this work in your life will finish it." It's his work that he wants to do. Listen to the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen." What Jude says here, Jude says, God is able to keep us from stumbling, and God is the one who's going to present us before himself blameless when we stand before Jesus. Folks, all along the scripture is taught that this work was to be done by God and not by you. The question is, do you believe it? Will you receive it? Now, you believe that he would give you eternal life if you trusted in the blood of Jesus Christ and his sinless life and death on the cross for your sins and the power of his resurrection to live inside of you. And you gave your life to Jesus Christ. You surrendered to no to your sins, said yes to Jesus. He saved you. You believed it. The question now is, will you believe the rest of what the scripture teaches, that after he saved you, that he'll be the one who makes you more like him? He's the one who's planned to do it. He's the one who will sanctify you completely. He's the one that's going to make your whole body, soul, and spirit blameless before the Lord. He who promised is faithful. He will surely do it, we see in our verse for today. The question is, do you believe it? See, you may believe that you're going to heaven when you die because you've trusted in Jesus, but many of you, if I were to ask you, are you going to become in this life more and more like Jesus, you would say, "Well, I hope so." Oh, no. Believe the same God who said he would save you is the same God that said he would sanctify you. Daily say, "Lord, you said you'd do a work in me today, and you want to. You planned ahead of time to do so, and I'm going to yield to you today, and I want you to do it." Watch what starts to happen. When you stop trying to be like Jesus and believe that God will do it himself, and you yield yourself to what the Spirit's showing you, you spend time in the Word, you spend time in prayer, and you believe that God will make these changes, all of a sudden you start to see all this stuff that he promised he would do happening in your life without you even working at it. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.